This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
I'm Meghna Chakrabarty, and you've often heard the media, including this show, talk about an opiate addiction crisis in New England. Well, a new WBUR poll out today finds that more than 80% of residents across the state agree that opiate addiction is a major problem in the state, and one that has touched many people personally.
More than a third of respondents said they know someone who struggled with opiates, including heroin, in the past year. Dig deeper, and the numbers are even more startling. Among Massachusetts' 18 to 29-year-olds, almost 60% of those polled say they know someone with an opiate addiction problem.
The poll paints a clear picture of a public health issue that's having an impact across political, gender, and economic boundaries. Here's Steve Cazella, president of the Mass Inc. Polling Group, who conducted the poll for WBUR.
In terms of income levels, this is an issue which is affecting people across different income levels and across education levels. It's something which traditionally is associated with sort of lower socioeconomic strata, but what we see in these numbers is it's something that affects everybody. You know, there's a lot of people with fancy degrees and six-figure incomes that say that they know someone who struggled with this issue.
So Massachusetts voters believe opiates are a major problem in the state, but at the same time, Steve Cazella says the new WBUR poll finds that voters are becoming more open to the idea of legalizing marijuana.
For years, there was a steady and sometimes narrow level of opposition to legalization of marijuana. But this is the second poll that we've done, and there have been others in Massachusetts that have shown that this issue has flipped to sort of narrowly favoring legalization of marijuana.
So what do these varying views mean for drug policy and those fighting the drug addiction crisis in this state? Let's turn now to Dr. Joseph Schrand. He's an instructor of psychiatry at Harvard Medical School and the medical director of CASEL, an intervention unit for at-risk teens in Brockton. Dr. Schrand, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Anthony. Mike, I really appreciate WBUR bringing such attention to this such important issue.
Well, let's start off, first of all, with the finding in the poll that really sort of took us all aback, and that is 57%, almost 60% of 18 to 29-year-olds in Massachusetts that were that responded to this poll say they know someone who struggled with opiates or painkillers or heroin in just the past year alone. Does that square with what you're seeing on the ground at CASEL in Brockton and in other places you work?
It very much does. And I think the most encouraging thing, if you can see something encouraging, is that people are finally talking about this, that they're able to say, look, there's a real problem here with my friends, with my family, with people I work with, as opposed to doing what we've done for so long, which is keep it secret, keep it hidden, as if it's some terrible, terrible moral issue.
Hmm. And it's impossible to keep secret when you have all these young people, more than half of them, saying, I know someone, and that someone might even be themselves that they're referring to, who struggled with this. I'm curious, though, Dr. Schrand, I'm looking at these poll results, and in terms of age categories, when it comes to that question of, do you know someone who struggled with opiates or heroin addiction in the past year, 57% of 18 to 29-year-olds, then 40% of 30 to 44-year-olds, then 37% of 45 to 59-year-olds. So essentially, as you get into older age groups, the percentage goes down. Now, is that what we might expect to see with a question about drug abuse overall, or is it unique to the opiate addiction crisis?
Mag, I'm afraid the reason is they're dying. You don't have very many senior citizen heroin addicts. So I'm not sure that it's just a population trend, but these folks die. It's a chronic condition. So we're seeing it in the young kids. You know, I work in a program with 13 to 17-year-old kids, 18 years old if they're still in high school. We have 13 and 14-year-olds coming in on heroin.
Hmm. Well, at the end of March, as you well know, Governor Deval Patrick announced that he said that there is a public health crisis regarding opiate addiction in Massachusetts. He's pledged tens of millions of dollars to increase treatment and recovery services. Do you find hope that it seems as if, 31% of Massachusetts residents also believe it's a crisis, 52% say it's a major problem, so that there is some synergy between both the public and policymakers on this issue?
Finally, absolutely finally, and I'm so grateful to the Patrick administration for recognizing this. Yes, I think that as the public becomes more aware that addiction is not a crime but can lead to them, or hate the addiction but not the addict, it is getting the attention of our public policymakers, and they're saying, let's put some money into this so we can help these folks. get off this addiction.
Hmm. And I'm sorry to return to the age issue too, but I cannot get over the fact that more than half of Massachusetts young people, 18 to 29, say they know someone who struggled with this problem. It can't be unique to Massachusetts necessarily. I mean, is that what we would see, say, around New England, around the country regarding opiates and heroin, that we're now pushing more than 50% of people who know someone?
Yeah, no, you know, it's mind-blowing. And if you think about this, it's absolutely part of the prescription medicine component, because remember, prescription medicines are a stepping stone to heroin because they're expensive, but you can get them. There's a remarkable CDC number from not too many years ago. If you look at all the morphine-like equivalents that were prescribed in the United States, you know, Percocet and OxyContin, and transformed them to Vicodin, there was enough Vicodin equivalent prescribed in the United States so that every single person in the United States could have 5 milligrams of Vicodin every 4 hours for 3 weeks.
Hmm.
I mean, and then we're astonished that there are folks getting addicted to heroin. This is the stepping stone.
Wow. Well, speaking of stepping stones, so let me ask you, there are people who believe that, say, you know, you've heard marijuana, they believe, is a gateway drug to possibly other more powerful drugs or illicit substances. Other people believe it's safe and it's a completely separate issue, that the two cannot be compared whatsoever. And it seems that we're seeing that in this poll, that 49% of likely Massachusetts voters support marijuana legalization. So from your perspective, as someone who works with people who are suffering from addiction, do you see these as two separate issues, or do you see sort of a disconnect there in how people view drugs overall in the state?
Let me be really crystal clear on this. If you were to ask any one of my kids here who are on heroin what they started with, it would be marijuana or alcohol. So marijuana is the gateway. 99.9% of my kids here on heroin started with marijuana. That doesn't mean that 99% of kids smoking marijuana go onto heroin, but it is the gateway, and the kids know it. So the disconnect is fascinating. The disconnect, I think, is more a function of really good marketing. I'm sorry to say that, and I'm sure I'm going to annoy a lot of people, but this has been a terrific marketing campaign in getting people to think that marijuana, weed, is safe. Just because you put the word medical in front of something doesn't make it safe. A couple of years ago, more kids in the last 30 days smoked marijuana than tobacco. Now, that looks like a kind of scary number, but it's actually incredibly encouraging. The more kids learn through Department of Public Health and other officials saying tobacco is dangerous, they're smoking less. We do the same thing with marijuana, they're going to smoke less. There's a lot of evidence to support now that at least some population of kids develop what look like schizophrenia, a real serious psychiatric condition, in the absence of any family history.
Right.
But we don't know which ones it's going to be.
Wow. Well, but yet it seems that Massachusetts voters are starting to tip slightly in favor of legalizing marijuana, if that question ever does come to them. Dr. Joseph Schrand, an instructor of psychiatry at Harvard Medical School and the medical director of CASEL, an intervention unit for at-risk teens in Brockton, thank you so much for your perspective today.
It's been my pleasure. Thank you.
And listeners, these new insights into attitudes about drugs and drug addiction are just one part of WBUR's latest likely voter poll, and there are some very interesting findings about major political races in the state as well, including what voters make of the crowded gubernatorial field. You'll hear more about that tomorrow on WBUR's Morning Edition.